Alright. So, Tommy, would you mind saying a prayer for us to get started?
Almighty God, Holy Father, thank you for all the blessings you bestow on us. Help us as we enter this opportunity to try to deal with the money that's been given, that we would do so with honest hearts, looking to your word to make sure that we use it in the best way possible to expand the borders of your kingdom. Help us to use judgment and wisdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
All right, shouldn't be a long meeting today, but we got a couple of things to discuss and talk about. Financial update is there for you to look at. I added a couple of things to the agenda that I had forgot to put on there that has to do kind of with the money part. But the first is the copier. Okay, so the copier is on its last leg, I've been told. And it's kind of, what were the details of that? We're talking to you about it.
The copy machine is, it's not necessarily on its last leg, but it may be more cost effective to get a new one soon. There are four different elements to the copier that are now, there's a basically a service sign on that they need to be replaced. Two of them, one is the laser, which you don't have to replace the laser, you just reset it. The fuser is also something that you could reset. Those are the two most expensive, and they would basically, if we were to have to fix them, would require more money than a new copy machine would cost. But that's another one to be reset. However, the fuser is, I think, according to the... There are some things that are starting to happen, some creasing of the pages and other things that are happening, that it says that's the fuser that's causing that. The other two is the drum, and there's a belt. And the thing about the drum and belt is when they run out, you can't reset them. You've got other consumables you have to use. And that's going to happen sometime soon because that signs up. I don't know how much we've got, a few more months before it does. Eventually, with the drum especially, it just stops. And when it stops, then you have to get a new drum. So we're talking about a copier that cost us about $600 when we bought it. We've had it for 12 years, so we've had around that, I guess. And so we had a good deal. And we could get another one for about the same amount, whereas fixing this would be between $300 and $500 when it's necessary. But it's still working okay for right now. I'm just letting everyone know about it.
What I suggest is, in my opinion, when it's time to get one, I would suggest we get a new one instead of fixing the old one, since it's about the same cost. Are there any objections to that?
Well, if we buy a new one, do not buy one with built-in obsolescence.
Built what?
Built-in obsolescence.
Oh.
good call.
I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, the laser jets last a lot longer. So, certainly with the ink jets, there's a lot of built-in obsolescence.
Yeah,
but,
I think laser is definitely the way to go. Then, because of that, I suggest we go ahead and approve now the purchasing of that and let Dad take care of that when the time comes for the need, because I don't want it to go out and then we have to meet and approve it and, just to streamline that process.
I'm sorry. Just
printer,
don't worry about it.
Printer?
Yeah.
Copy machine. Yes, Tommy.
I just wanted to say, if it's only a couple $100 more to get one that puts a little more output, like this morning I smelled it as it was working. It was almost like an electrical smell.
I was working it pretty hard, so.
So if we had one, and it's only a couple $100 more to get a little more throughput, I wouldn't mind doing that because I think that would be more useful to us.
Agreed.
Okay. Is $1,000... okay, then, for the amount to purchase that copier?
Is that sufficient to more or less what...
We'll look into it. He said...
For what we need, that'll be more than enough.
Okay. No objections to that? Are there any objections? All right. Good. The second thing is the sign out front. I don't know if some of you noticed it flopping in the wind today, which it comes untied from time to time, but it's pretty... worn as well, and so I think it's about time to get another one of those. Does anybody have any objections to getting a new one to put out there?
Yeah, I think it was only $60 to $70.
Yeah, it wasn't too much. And we can do that. There might be a time where we want to do something more permanent than that, but I think that's worked well. It's time for it to be replaced. Any objections to replacing that? Okay.
You don't have any objections, but I have suggestions.
What's that?
And I guess this saw slipping the vine a couple of weeks ago, like that. It's written on, it's printed on fabric rather than printed out on the board.
Right. It's a.
Is it vinyl?
It's vinyl. Yeah, it's vinyl.
It lasts about as long as the paint on the board does.
Yep.
Before it has to get repainted.
It's lasted a couple of years.
Yeah, right. Right here it's printed on regular hard surface. It doesn't flop in the wind.
Well, we just have to.
The hard surface deteriorates in the weather. And
what happened? The reason it's flopping is because what it's tied down to came off, and that's easily replaceable. We do need to be a little better at making sure it stays tied down, because when the wind blows it blows up. And I think the main reason we did that is because of cost. And so it's something we might want to talk about in the future of getting a more permanent sign that's a little bit more expensive. But I think that serves the function just as good as that board, and it lasts about as long as the paint does on that board. And that's a much cheaper, easier way to take care of it than having somebody come out and paint it or sending it off to be painted and brought back.
When you put it on plastic boards, you can get that, you know, I think I still got some sheets of that.
Well, if you want to look into that and then get us some quotes and some information, then we can talk about that next time.
I can't look into things anymore with that assisted living.
Well, that's something we'll think about. In the future, but I think for now that we'll get it replaced and looking new.
The ease of it, I know the place we got it, and I think they probably still have it on their computer, so they can just print up another one for us and get it right out there and just like it was. So,
new.
We can print it ourselves.
No. There's a place that does it.
That make the printer smell real bad.
There's a company that prints it for about $60 where we got it from the first time. The third thing I have on the agenda, it was mentioned last time that we would wanted to start up a men's study and to think about the times of the week that would be best for that for everybody, and that's something that kind of it's going to be difficult to find a time that is great for everyone, but what we're trying to do is figure out the time that most would be able to go. And so, it's unfortunate that some will probably be left out anytime we decide. But that's something that was brought up to think about. So, Justin is not here, but he told me that his preference was Tuesday nights. With me, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturday, I'm pretty, those really are interchangeable for me, and so I would be fine with Tuesday. But does anybody have any suggestions there? As far as the other thing we had talked about is the how often. My suggestion would be once a month, but there may be some that want to meet more than that, less than that.
About Sunday afternoon, once a month.
That's another day that's also an option is Sunday afternoon.
February
3rd. Okay, so we've got Sunday afternoon. I would suggest Sunday evening instead of like 7-ish, the same time we would be doing it around on a Tuesday, on a weeknight. So that way there's a pretty big break there between the morning worship.
Which we can coincide with the men's business meeting, so we don't have to try to rush decisions on a Sunday morning.
That could be something that could be a thing too.
So long as it's closer to 7, like I get off at 7 p.m., right? And so long as it's closer to that,
7:30
would be ideal, but I do understand that's kind of late for some.
I know he's not here right now, but I bet you that Dennis usually works on Sunday nights, but that could have changed.
That's all changing.
It is all okay. I said, I don't know his schedule, but I know it used to be an issue.
His schedule is the point now where he's going to be able to come both and send some business.
Any other suggestions?
I like the Sunday thing. I've been at other places where they did away with the evening service, but they used it for things like that. They would use it for men's studies or a prayer meeting or singing or whatever.
Weekdays just get so hectic.
Right, yeah, I agree. I like the idea of that. Does anybody have an objection with Sundays at 7 then? Sundays at 7?
We should do
7:30 possibly.
7:30. Would 7:30 be fine?
For some.
Okay, 7:30. Sunday, on a Sunday at 7:30. Okay, so...
Is that a problem for anyone?
Now, Justin's not here to comment.
Well, he mentioned, I think he'll be fine on Sunday, but we'll have that. But again, you know, I don't know that we're going to get any better than
unanimous minus one
person either. Yeah. He can't make that at all times. Where?
Well, you won't have it. I mean, you'll have it till you get out late, you know. I mean,
I think limit it to about an hour. Get out by 8:30, kind of like Wednesday night.
I mean, Sunday, no, hardly people don't come after work on Sunday. Most of us are book members. I think like 6:30 or 7 is better because you get out.
Well, early. There's some people that are working on Sunday.
That's what I'm...
Yes, but some people that have worked on Sunday, they'd be able to be here at 7:30, but they won't be able to be here at 6:30.
All right.
Do we want to just make it at the building? That's kind of a central location.
I think it works because the women's is already here on Wednesdays. Yeah. Why not have the men's here on Sundays? That way somebody's not having to
Right. Well, and the thing about that is it's just, several of us, there's only a couple of houses that would really make sense because, several are either way north or way south, or this is kind of central. So
I would be willing if y'all would be more comfortable in my house, but I don't know what you would be.
Well, might be because I would bring food.
Yeah.
Who gets the lazy boy?
I don't mind that either, but I'm a little bit away.
It's a shame to open up the whole building. Just what we've done before, just a few people show up at these studies.
Well, hopefully we'll have the building just sitting there. It doesn't care when
we're doing it. We'll open a whole building just for 3 or 4 people.
Well, hopefully we'll have more show up. And it's one of those things where we can...
The building will already be warm or cool because it's Sunday. Yes.
Right, yeah.
So it's not really anything I was thinking of.
Well, let's start then the Sunday, 7:30 at the building. And if we want to decide we'd rather meet in somebody's home after doing that for a period of time, or it's not working out, we want to make some tweaks to it, then we can always do that at any time. Does anybody have any objections to that? Sunday, 7:30 at the building. And what Sunday of the... Yes, Dick?
One more thing, and for the class, or the study, have it on this side or the other side, not in the auditorium. Everybody sits in the back.
Right, I think we should have it in one. I think in here would be fine. But Dick wants to make sure you can hear everybody.
Well, not only that, you're more calm and drinking. But anyway.
Right. What Sunday was there?
I was just going to ask if would we probably do it the next business meeting then, or because we had talked about coinciding it with the men's business.
Well, that's something we can talk about in a second. Rick had mentioned that. The only problem I have with that is
you
don't want to. I want to think the best. I want to think that every minute is going to be at that 7:30 business meeting every time. But what inevitably happens is you don't have as many. I agree, but this one you have more than you would.
You can also extend those Sundays pretty late if you combine it with the men's meeting.
I think I would be right where it's at.
And again, that's stuff we can revisit in the future. But.
And I don't care either way. I was just trying to...
So we'll leave the business meetings as they are. You want to just have it the same Sunday, the second Sunday of the month, or do we want it a different one that really...
That's the second. That would be just easier to remember. It's all the same day.
Okay. And that might work out because if we do have something that... is dragging on, or it's something that is going to take a while that we see in the business meeting, we could, there's several times we said, let's put it off the next time. That's something we could possibly use that time for that evening.
Or if it's something where we need to study on this, we can set aside what we're doing and let's study it tonight.
Right. Exactly. Well, and that's one of the purposes for having this, which leads me to my next point about it, is the topic that we had talked about for the study first was the... contribution And so do we want to start off with that a week from today, or a month from today?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I mean, we started the class about evangelism, and then the COVID thing hit me. We just started that. That we need to get our evangelism. I mean, we haven't had anybody that's been converted, except people that walked in, you know, which is great. Are the children of the parents? But we need to get this evangelism going. All work together. Well, what do you do? What do I do? You know, to keep each other's and how overcome all these things. I've been here 18 years this week, and we've had about 5 conversions since I've been here. It's all, you know, that where we converted people, you know, from that realm, not just people that was looking.
Right.
Yeah, and looking for the hidden treasure.
Or to convert people are looking for. We certainly can improve on that. And that certainly that's something that we can certainly use as a part of study for our meetings.
We already had that going. We're going to get it started up again when the COVID thing slowed down.
We had the study in the Wednesday class for a quarter over it. I'm not remembering. Is anybody else here remembering specifically what he's talking about? Because
we have a class, you interact, you know, things like that.
I know, Dick.
We know what we need to do. Well, and we know somewhat how to do it, but we need help from each other. And what could I say to be different? Or, you know, whatever. In other words, that's what it was going to be when we had it at Sand's house.
Well, that's something we can certainly look into. It's starting back. But we were wanting to get that study on the contribution going. I think that'd be a good one just to start off with. Nothing else, because we're not even organized for the one that you're talking about yet, but that's something we'll look into. So is everybody okay with that? So a month from, well, not today, but second Sunday of February.
13th.
Which is the 13th, which is Super Bowl Sunday.
Not a good Sunday to start.
Just thought of that. Well, I mean, that's a...
I
don't
watch it anyway.
Huh?
I don't watch it anyway.
Well, I do.
That's why you have DVR, my friend.
Yes. Well, it'd be after that anyway. That's fine. All right. I was going to see if there might be nobody else that wants to. It's worth... Just changing the time that day.
Like a lot of times
that's not a good Sunday to
get together on that specific day. So,
well, I was planning on having to get together at my house that night.
But. Yeah. So that would be.
Of course, you know,
Slider. Slider. We've already made the decision. If we want to change it, y'all, whatever. All right. And the fourth thing that I have on the agenda is the support that we are giving to Thandu Moses. So my dad received an email from, who was the guy that emailed you? I don't remember his name. Anyway, he was asking support from this, Lula's congregation in the Houston area.
No, it's the University Heights congregation in San Antonio.
Oh, San Antonio.
But you want me to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Just very quickly, no details. Thandu Moses is someone we've been supporting since the for about the last 16 years, since my trip in, we started supporting that. And I gave you the email. I meant to make copies, but he sent me an email saying that he had been told that we were supporting some Indians, Indian preachers, and their congregation, the elders were asking that they asked the men if they're getting any more support from anybody else and how much, because they wanted to be good stewards. And so I told him, I sent an email back and said, we support 2 men, and Thandu Moses was one of those men. He said, well, we're supporting him too. And he sent me an email that he had sent to Thandu Moses saying, basically, do you have any other, are you receiving any other support? They've been supporting him for 2 years now. And he wrote him back and said, no, you guys are the only ones that are giving me any money. Just the church in San Antonio. You are the only ones giving me any money. And so he sent that to me. And and it's two different occasions where he had asked. He'd asked him when they first initially started 2 years ago, and then just last December, asked him if he'd be supported by anyone else. Well, he'd been supported by us for 16 years. So we support him $50 a month. They're supporting $200 a month. And the typical living wage for individuals in his community is between $100 and $150 at the most a month. So he's getting $250, and he's lying about. So I don't know if he's getting other support or not. No way to tell. So what I did was, wanting to believe all things, I sent him a letter, an email about a week ago, but that's when it was the very next day. Sending a letter saying we need some information because we're going to have to decide whether to continue supporting you. And then I said, I forget what scripture I put in there, but that lying is, you know, being deceitful is not acceptable to God. And I have not gotten anything from him. So he has responded quickly to emails in the past. The fact that he's not responded to this one is an indication, I think, that he got caught and he didn't want to deal with it. So I apologize for that because I am the man who suggested we support him. And the problem is that it's very difficult to know whether men are men of character or not. With Brother Moses, he is a group of 14 men that left institutionalism because of the teaching that Bobby and I did. And they left institutionalism, even though we told them, said, listen, we don't know that we're going to be able to give you any money at all. You have to make this decision because some of you are not, maybe all of you won't get any support from churches, or at least not initially, regardless if you make this change. But they all said that's error and we need to get out of that. They were being supported. And so I thought that was a sign of character. That's basically that, just the back and forth we had with them on occasion was all that we get. That's the only time I met him. Only met him one day, spent a couple hours with him. He didn't speak English, so it's all limited. But it turns out that he's not been acting forthrightly. And
at least lately.
Well, again, I don't know how long, I don't know how long it's been, and I don't know if any others that have been supporting him, and he's not telling the truth about them either. The problem with this is that because we have local congregations that are autonomous, there's no central clearinghouse to go to determine who's, that's one of the reasons why we have to try our best to be good stewards and do that. But it is easy for men, and by the way, it's not just a matter of dishonesty. In that sense, there is great temptation on their part because of the difficulties of the life they live. It's a real temptation to say, I could get a little bit more money if I were to do this. And he's exhibited weakness. But when's the next time you need this?
March would be the next, because okay, December was the last time we sent that support, and then March would be the next one.
Yeah, there's that possibility.
Next month, and if he hasn't responded by next month, I would say just...
I don't expect him to respond. Yeah. I'll send him one other email telling him.
Next business meeting, I feel like we should probably just continue.
Okay. Yep.
Me, if I'm being supported by somebody, I'm going to be responding quite quickly.
Does anybody object to stopping that support, assuming that he is dealing, treacherously and not being honest? Assuming we don't get an explanation, and if we do get one, that we'll give any updates on that next business meeting if we hear back from him.
Sure. The other man from the India that we're supporting is Joshua Mahendranath's brother-in-law, who I had a little bit more dealings with him, and of course I know Joshua, and be honest, I would have more confidence than that, but at the same time, you just can't know. I know you guys
love times that. Change, COVID happens, and changes perspective of a lot of people.
Okay, so that is all that I have on today's agenda. Does anybody have something new to bring up?
Yes, Rick. My daughter told me today that the staples in the pew are poking her and ripping her clothes. And so I just kind of did a walkthrough and just kind of glanced at some of the seats because I was noticing that's not just on our
pew. Yeah, there's a few.
There's about 10-15 pews that need to be...
fixed.
Yeah.
Ellen's been slowly working through them. Or she was. I don't know if she's.
Yeah, she's. She her shoulder's bothering her too much to do anything now. She's getting ready to have surgery. So
okay. I don't possess the knowledge of knowing how to actually fix them. So I would do it myself.
She started with water spoons.
I was working on getting some quotes at one time for like replacing all the pads basically because there's companies will pre-make them and send them to you, but I was having trouble getting emails back from some. So I just need to go back and do it again. Kind of put some feelers out there and see what. It's going to be expensive, though, from what I can tell. How long our fuse are.
Was she having success repairing them?
Yeah, but it was, from what I understand, it's a pretty big job.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, she has to turn the bench over and then take all the staples out and then pull the fabric and re-staple it all.
It's very time-consuming.
And it's very hard wood, so yes. I mean, you really have to get a good stapler and work on it.
What if there's a pneumatic one?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a pneumatic stapler.
We don't. Well, we bought one that is
electric or something. Yeah.
Was that electric not working?
The electric one was, it was working a lot better, yeah.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yes, Ian?
You could also look at trying to pad the backs as well. The seat backs. Or is that...
You just got scoffed at by
it's too easy to fall asleep.
Save it. I think we're caught. We started doing that. We'll be replacing them all with just new types of seating, but that's something that's the cost.
That was part of the quotes I was looking at was padded backs, I think, sometimes. But they were... Then you're looking at ours or...
Yeah, I don't even know if I don't know if you could do that and make it comfortable because the width of the seat.
Screw them in.
Because
like,
the padding is
too tight.
Yeah, it's just the seats are not made for that. These seats, for years, they sat on them without padding.
I would say take the pads off.
It was 10 years after I got here before we got these seats.
I don't love them either.
We could do that for a while while we look for another option.
I think we always had them out there. I think we always have padding out there because there's that old red padding.
Son, you were only 4 years old.
I was. You didn't have red padded pews?
I'm motioning to adjourn. We had red carpet, and we had asbestos tiles like right here. Red carpet only down the middle, and we didn't have no padding. And the pews were a lot closer together, so you could cross your legs.
Yeah. I do remember that when we renovated, they took a few pews out. Look into those quotes and... maybe pull for that, and maybe that's something that maybe a work day would be good for, and to specifically focus on that, or a couple work days.
She can just
sounds like it's pretty time consuming. I don't think a work day would be, you might get one done.
Well, if you get 20 people, if you get 20 people up here all doing it, you get maybe 10 done in 2 hours,
and whatever.
Is there a more efficient way of redoing them?
No, there's not. They're slow.
Stapler?
Not really. I mean, it is what it is. It's
one of those things. No, really.
Having more people would make it faster.
Yeah. Any other business for today?
The next Wednesday, teacher. I don't know that I'll take two full quarters. We're already a third of the way through. Okay. So it'll probably be a quarter and a half. I don't really want to stretch it out and slow it down. But just finding somebody to do the next.
So be thinking about that. If you want to, if you want to teach the next men's Wednesday, the adult Wednesday class, then be thinking about that. Getting something that's maybe a quarter and a half. Or one thing we could do is have a couple of guys, or have someone new to get the last, lessons for that quarter before we start a new quarter. So, be thinking about that if you're one of the ones that's up for teaching that Wednesday adult class.
Book of Hebrews, you mean?
No, we're going to finish.
Yeah, he's just saying he's not going to. He didn't think he's going to take the full two quarters, and so that last half of that last quarter is what he's talking about.
We'll have a teachers meeting the first Sunday of February as well.
Okay, teacher meeting first Sunday. Anything else? All right, thank you guys.